close our show today, Bookmole Larry Bolden reviews a fascinating and lovely story about women taking care of women, particularly midwives assisting pregnant mothers in China during the 15th century. The novel by Lisa C. is called Lady Tan's Circle of Women. As usual, I will read Larry's review for him. This story begins in 1469, in the fifth year of the Qin Jua Emperor's reign, when Tan Yongxiun was 8 years old. So begins Lisa C.'s superb account of Chinese medicine in the 15th century. On one level, it is a simple story of a girl, Tan, who wants to become a doctor and is tutored by her grandparents, who are both doctors. Her best friend, Mei Ling, is in training to be a midwife, and the two girls pursue their dreams under the kind but demanding eyes of Tan's grandparents. The book is worth reading just for this simple and lovely story, but C's real intent is to talk about Chinese medicine and especially male Chinese doctors. Says Tan's grandfather, quote, "Confucius made clear that any profession in which blood is involved is considered below us. A midwife's contact with blood places her in the same base level as a butcher. Furthermore, midwives are disreputable. They are too much in the world." "Perhaps," grandmother sighs, "but since we physicians acknowledge blood is corrupt and corrupting, then how can a woman give birth without the aid of a midwife?" End quote. This appears to be one of the only issues the grandparents disagree on. Quote, "Child, look at me," she says softly. "Respect your grandfather in all things, but know as well that midwives are a necessity." A more pleasing phrase we use for a midwife is "she who collects the newborn." End quote. As absurd as it may sound to our Western ears, Chinese doctors were not allowed even to touch a woman's body. Insofar as they are involved in pregnancy and childbirth, it is only behind a screen set up between doctor and patient. A doctor, quote, "might attend to a woman in labor, giving her herbs to speed the delivery and make the baby slippery," end quote. But that is all. Each of the young girls envies the other. Tan envies Mei Ling because she can actually be in the world and help women have safe deliveries. Mei Ling envies Tan both for her wealth and position and because she is able to train to be a doctor. Her grandmother, doctor, tells Tan, quote, "I'm irritated with men. I'm lucky to love your grandfather, but most men, other doctors especially, don't like us to succeed. You must always show them respect and let them think they know more than you do, while understanding that you can achieve something they never can. You can actually help women." End quote. Both girls are successful in their studies and for different reasons are invited to attend women in the emperor's court. If they are successful, male doctors will be credited, and if they fail, their very lives may be at stake. Besides the history of Chinese medicine during this period, C gives the reader a long look at caste systems in China and the incredible history of foot-binding among the higher castes and the ways in which higher caste girls are kept almost entirely out of the daily world of commerce. Tan continues to envy Mei Ling's ability to look at the real world rather than living a shuttered and sheltered life. After giving birth, the upper caste women do their month, attended by a doctor and perhaps the midwife who assisted in the delivery, watched over during the dangerous 4 weeks following birth. Quote, "Grandmother and I visit Lady Hyong every morning to make sure she isn't affected by noxious dew, old blood and tissue that refuses to leave the child palace. We bring with us different warming medicines. Grandmother has been strict with cook to make sure Lady Hyong is offered warming food only. Her blood is transformed into milk and the baby suckles well." End quote. Western doctors have certainly had their dismal history of denigrating midwives and failing to progress in the treatment of pregnant women, even for a time refusing to release their patented grip on the use of forceps to aid in delivery. I love this book on so many levels. The story, the well-researched history, and the strong feminist bent the narrative takes. Quote, I hear the sound of voices. Miss Zhao, Lady Kua, and Poppy come into view and begin to cross the zigzag bridge to reach Mei Ling and me. For much of my life, I felt alone, but over the years, a circle of women came to love me, and I came to love each of these women in return. Who knows, really, how many days might be left for a woman such as myself, and what yet I might do when surrounded by so much beauty and love. End quote. I've been talking about Lisa See's historical novel, Lady Tan's Circle of Women, one of the many feminist-based novels she has written. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour, and I am Patricia Kohlberg, reading today for Larry.